man that said we better accentuate the positive
evil. Our next guest says we should all take a step back and take a look at our world and our country through the lens of history and use a wide perspective. He's also positive in terms of his perspective. Let's bring in Douglas Phillips. He's Chief Investment Officer at the University of Rochester, on the phone in Rochester, New York, along with our higher education reporter at Bloomberg News, Janet Loren, who's in our New York studio. Doug, nice to have you here with Janet and myself. You did send Bloomberg News a thoughtful note. Tell us a little bit about this and your positive perspective on the world.
Yeah, well, thanks, Carol, and hi, Janet. It's good to be back. Look, if you are in a position such as mine, you tend to have to look at things that are maybe not influenced so much by political messaging and media, and you've got to be a little more agnostic as an observer. And you have to look at things over time. And we've got a lot of problems in our country and our world, but when there are larger perspectives applied to today's situations, you start to see reasons for optimism. And I'll just talk about a few of those, if it's okay.
Yeah, please do.
What is our world, the life expectancy of people has really improved. And there's a new survey out that looks at the 188 largest countries just for the past couple decades. And in 1990, worldwide, people lived to be about 47 years old on average. Today, it's 59 years. Now, that changes our demographics in terms of elderly care and a lot of things, but that's a real progress in death rates and infant mortality, and a lot of things have led to that change. But boy, if you just came into this world and looked at our trend in terms of how we're taking care of each other, I think that's an amazing statistic. And there are a lot of things that are behind it. One that I'm familiar with through my work with Rotary is almost the global elimination of polio. And last year, I think there were only about 30-something cases of wild polio reported in the world. And that's an astounding drop from its peak. Cancer survival rates in this country and around the world now have been falling every year by 1.5%. And if you had cancer back in the 1970s, you had about a 50% chance of dying over 5 years. Today, you've got about a 69% chance of living at least 5 years. This is through all the advancements in cancer treatment, diagnosis, earlier intervention, that sort of thing. And we have a cancer center here at the university, so I'm quite familiar with their work, and it's astounding. Infant mortality, you know, how are we treating our newest arrivals in this world? Let's see, 1990. There were about 63 deaths for every 1,000 live births. This is globally. Today, it's half that rate at 32 per 1,000. That's as of 2015. So we've cut the infant mortality rate in half, and this is through a lot of good work in third world countries and evolution of China approaching first world status, but we've done a lot there. This all relates to another point I want to make, which is global poverty. And this is an astounding number that we've had 500 million people moved out of extreme poverty, and mostly from China. But China's poverty rate as recently as 1981 was 88%. So 88% of the billion plus people in China lived in poverty just about 30 years ago. Today, their poverty rate is 6.5%, and that's amazing, from 88% to 66.5%. In the U.S., we still have a poverty problem here. We have a 13% poverty rate in the U.S., and we've got to work on that. And it doesn't surprise me that we've had so many Americans that are unhappy and express this in the election.
And as you mentioned in your note, you know, investors who pay attention to the progress of humankind may find opportunities to profitably deploy their capital. You know, what you talked about, you know, does show signs for reasons to be optimism. As investors, can you talk a little bit about ways to, you know?
Yeah, so I will never give investment advice on a
Of course.
But look, you know, there are themes here that come out. You look at healthcare and pharmaceuticals and biotechnology and care of the elderly, for example, as people live longer. I think you should look at all these things. Emerging markets, by most measures, the stocks of emerging markets look relatively cheap compared to U.S. U.S. companies. So that's an area of perhaps some focus. Another one that I was going to talk about was we are a much more peaceful world today than we've been, at least going back 100 or so years. When we had World War II, there were 500,000 people a year dying in the war on average. We even had 200,000 people dying per year in the 1980s as we had different Gulf War and that sort of thing. Today, you know what the average annual death rate is today from conflicts, global conflicts? It's 20,000 people per year. So even though these things get massive coverage, bombings and terrorist attacks, it's all horrible stuff.
Doug, I got to say, we spend so much time, too, on things like Twitter, and it just feels like one thing after another of things that can be rather depressing and kind of get us down in terms of things that are going around the globe. Why did you feel it was important to kind of put out this note and kind of remind everybody about many of the positive things that have changed and developed over, the last few decades?
Yeah, so look at our respected leaders and investors, Warren, Buffett, Bill Gates, others that have really got a perspective of the globe. And there's optimism in what they're saying. Capitalism has taken hold around the world, and it's left a lot of people behind. But as a whole, we're doing a lot better in terms of how we're surviving, how long we're surviving, and how many conflicts we have in terms of, world wars and that sort of thing. But I think the reduction in the violent death rate, there's some interesting stats that I gave you from a fellow named Max Roser. He's got lots of good tables in there. It's great. There's a professor at Harvard, Steven Pinker, who said we're probably living in the most peaceful time in our species' existence, and that's today. So how could you not be optimistic? This and all the people coming out of poverty. And again, we have pockets of problems, and the U.S. has got its own problems. But in terms of global, I think it's amazing. I got one more for you. How much time do we have?
We got about 30 seconds, 20 seconds.
Okay, so driving in the United States, if you drive a car, and you drove a car in the 50s and 60s, you had a chance that was 10 times higher than it is today of dying in a car accident just on per million miles driven. We've really improved the safety of cars in this country. Also, U.S. education levels are growing, where 91% of Americans today have at least a high school diploma, and that has been a steady march from levels around World War II, where it was 40 or 50%.
I appreciate your positive spin on things. I think we all need to be reminded of how far we've come. That's for sure. We got to run, Doug. Doug Phillips, Chief Investment Officer at University of Rochester, along with Janet Lauren, our higher education reporter here at Bloomberg News.